This episode of Hookup Horror Stories is brought to you by the Moan app. Moan, M-O-N, is a first and only live social audio app for the sex-positive community. Drop into a room and hear live conversations about topics like LGBTQ+ issues, kink, and polyamory, with discussions led by sexologists, doctors, and cultural experts, and everyday enthusiasts. Or initiate your own conversations and discuss your favorite topics around sex in a judgment-free, tolerant, and anonymous forum. You can also join hashtag Hookup Horror Stories rooms and live tapings of this very show, where we will discuss various subjects, play games, and tell stories with other Moaners. Download the Moan app, that's M-O-N, on the App Store and Google Play now. See you there. An ex-Catholic priest in Louisiana has pleaded guilty to felony obscenity charges for filming a threesome with two dominatrixes on a church's altar. Travis Clark got a 3-year prison sentence for engaging in what will now be called the Unholy Trinity. Along with 3 years of supervised probation and a $1,000 fine, police officers who were called to the church discovered a tripod-mounted camera, sex toys, and stage lighting. Cops determined that everything that went on that night was consensual, but arrested the clergyman and his two scantily clad companions on obscenity charges because they were in view of the public. But the sliding up pussy is a homicide. But the sliding up pussy is the homicide. Welcome to Hookup Horror Stories, the podcast where we spill the tea on sex and dating. I'm your resident sexual deviant, Demi Wild, and this is a very special interactive version of the podcast created just for Moan users. Welcome, everybody. We'll be talking about the latest headlines, dishing out some sexy advice to some Reddit questions, and we will also be playing a group game of red flags. So stick around. We're going to have some fun. A couple of ground rules before we get started. This is a safe space. Please be kind to everyone else. Stay on topic respectfully. I will be jumping around topics here, but if you would like to make a comment, please drop it in the comments. I'll also spend some time in between bringing people up so we can discuss things further as well. If you want to join the conversation or have something to say about the topic at hand, kindly raise your hand. I'll pull you up to the stage or say it in the comments. When you are not speaking, kindly mute yourself as well to eliminate any background noise because this is a podcast and I am having some issues, I think, with the recording. However, I think I have a good setup going on here. So just a little forewarning for you guys. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm happy to have you here. Everyone on Moan, amazing, Cuck One, private user, Rob, Subby, Miss Sapphire, thank you so much for being here. Without any further ado, let's just talk about some headlines, shall we? So is anybody a football fan? Raise your hand or give me a little emojis or whatever. Anybody a football fan? Which football? American football. Football also confuses me. However, there is a really interesting story I found about a football player named Antonio Brown, if anybody's familiar. Police in Tampa have issued an arrest warrant Thursday for former Pittsburgh Steeler and NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown for battery. Police say the former Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver was allegedly involved in an altercation with a female victim at the home and in his home in South Tampa. Police said at some point the argument turned physical after the suspect threw a shoe at the victim. The suspect also attempted to physically evict the victim from the residence and locked her out of the home. Police cannot force their way into the home as it is only an arrest warrant. Other people in the home are free to go around back and forth as they please, which explains why they haven't got him yet. They're not allowed to just go in there. There is a little bit of misinformation about this. I wanted to kind of clarify some things because there's been different types of information coming out here. So in the very early days of this story, a few outlets said the police were in a standoff with Brown, which is incorrect. It is actually that they don't know where his whereabouts are. So they actually didn't know where his whereabouts were at all. But now they're saying that the police are waiting for him to surrender and staking out his house. So police have been outside of his house for the past like 2 weeks, I believe it is, that he's just barricaded himself in the house. However, it seems things have gotten a little weird. So Brown posted a photo to his Snapchat that shows him cozying up with an unknown woman. Some people said it was former teammates Tom Brady's ex-wife, Gisele Bündchen, but the woman was later identified as model and former athlete Sydney Moreau. Brown's behavior on social media has been becoming increasingly erratic after his dramatic exit from football match mid-match back in January. So he actually walked off the field in the third quarter and he hasn't played since. So basically he's just stopped playing football altogether. He's also allegedly posted nude photos of Gisele Bündchen on his Snapchat and also previously posted a video of him having intercourse with a woman, presumably Sydney Moreau. At the time of this recording, he's still barricaded in his house. It seems I was just reading about this, but also he's been like very subtweeting on Tom Brady. So he's been like just kind of talking shit on Tom Brady. I found the story very fascinating. I also have like learned a little bit more about like Antonio Brown. It seems to me, it just seems like a guy who's just kind of like losing it at this point. He's just kind of like not in reality. Anyways, if you have any thoughts about that, leave them in the comments. I found it very, yeah, he's a very problematic player from what I've seen. Yeah, he's been traded around a lot. He's been having some mental issues, I think, perhaps, you know, allegedly. So next headline. So there has been a gay serial killer. So there's been a group of gay serial killers, apparently. So there's an active group of serial killers who are preying on gay men in the New York City area. I covered this story on my TikTok. If you guys want to check that out later on, I did cover the story back maybe just a few weeks ago. But on April 21st, the body of Julio Ramirez, 25, was found in the back of a taxi. He was missing his wallet and his phone, and his bank account had been drained of around $20,000. On June 1st, the body of John Umberger was found in the apartment that he was staying in. His bank accounts were also emptied, and credit cards were used at local businesses. Both men were seen out of Hell's Kitchen neighborhood the nights before their murders. It is suspected the men were roofied and then robbed by a group of three men who were caught on camera with both victims. Since then, around a dozen other gay men have been reported being drugged and robbed by a group of three men as well. New York City DA Alvin Bragg refuses to prosecute three men despite being caught on camera and identified, and his delays in action continue to impede the investigation and get information out into the neighborhood. This is something that I've been following quite a bit. I actually called the DA's office myself of Manhattan just to speak with somebody as a concerned citizen. And I spoke to Katie Duran. She is the LGBT outreach director, and she was very kind to me on the phone and said, I'm one of the community. I understand this as well. And the more people that we get to call, the more kind of the more pressure we can put on Alvin Bragg to make. I've been reading a little bit about Alvin Bragg as well. He is kind of a problematic figure. He's very soft on crime, it seems. Also with this whole, 45, his imminent trial, that's essentially going to be happening. All these criminal referrals. Alvin Bragg isn't really pursuing from the New York State, Manhattan. He's not pursuing anything with old Orange Face. So he's a problematic figure as well. There's just a lot of like issues going on in the New York crime scene, apparently. And I want to get the word out there. Yeah, I was actually going to say that too, Sapphire. Coincidental after the latest AHS, and just ended with similar plots. Yeah, it was absolutely kind of foretelling and in a very creepy way. However, this started back in April, so that's very strange, you know, the timing. But yeah, if anyone has any information, if anyone knows anyone in New York, please get the word out. I also have the phone number for Katie Duran. If you would like to speak with her as well, just, you know, message me afterwards. I can get it to you. Oklahoma teacher's aide has sex with teen student. A 22-year-old Oklahoma teacher's aide was busted for having sex with a student after it was revealed that she started a relationship with the teen just 2 weeks into her job. Ashley Waffle, a temporary teacher's aide from Granite Public Schools, began the job on October 10th and started messaging with a 16-year-old on October 25th on Snapchat. The outlet said school officials alerted the police to the rumored liaisons between the student and Waffle that were spreading around town. Waffle had relations with the teen twice at her apartment sometime before November 9th, and word spread quickly in the small town of less than 2,000, which led to Waffle getting fired on November 10th. She faces two second-degree rape charges that could land her in prison for up to 15 years, and she is currently being held in the Greer County Jail. Girl, a 16-year-old? 2 weeks into the job? Someone's got issues. There's not much I can say about that, honestly. And one more news story I have for you guys here. So an ex-priest films a threesome on an altar. An ex-Catholic priest in Louisiana has pleaded guilty to felony obscenity charges for filming a threesome with two dominatrixes on a church's altar. Travis Clark got a 3-year prison sentence for engaging in what will now be called the Unholy Trinity, along with 3 years of supervised probation and a $1,000 fine. The 39-year-old was serving as pastor at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Pearl River when one night in September 2020, a passerby noticed that the lights were on inside the church. When the witness peered through the window, he saw a half-naked Clark having a sex romp with two women in corsets and high-heeled boots atop the altar. Police officers who were called to the church discovered a tripod-mounted camera, sex toys, and stage lighting. Cops determined that everything that went on that night was consensual, but arrested the clergyman and his two scantily clad companions on obscenity charges because they were in view of the public. The two professional dominatrixes, Mindy Dixon and Melissa Chang, pleaded guilty in July to misdemeanor counts of institutional vandalism and were slapped with 2 years of probation. On the eve of the incident, Mindy Dixon, had reportedly bragged on social media that she was going to, quote, defile a house of God. The desecrated altar was burned in the aftermath of the Clark's demonic conduct, quote, demonic conduct, according to the Archbishop of New Orleans, and a new altar was consecrated in November of 2020. Clark, who was ordained in 2013, was disbarred shortly after his arrest, and he has paid restitution to the church in the amount of $8,000. Unholy Trinity. Yes, absolutely. Was a cross involved? I believe so. I mean, I'm sure there was. They were filming content for OnlyFans, it seems. Which, hello, why would any... I'm a little bothered, but I'm glad that the girls got off with like a slap on the wrist, but they were not... in any way particularly at fault for this, so they should have not gotten anything, in my opinion. But and also they were inside of a church, so I mean they were in a private place. Why was this person peering through the window? The person peering through the window should have actually gotten like peeping Tom charges, right? Right. Devil's Tango. What were they going to use for the cum rag? Probably the shroud of Jesus. And some holy water was used as lube. Absolutely. That lube was absolutely, absolutely baptized. Definitely the robes of the priest. 100%. Okay. That is all the news stories I have for you guys. I do need some help though. So we're going to give some advice to some people on Reddit here. Okay. So this first one that I have, it says, my boyfriend admitted to having sex with a guy while dating me. This person says, I feel like I don't even know him now. We have been together almost 6 years. He said there was something that has been bothering him, and he told me that 5 years ago, he had sex with a guy one time. He said he doesn't know why he did it, but he hasn't done it since. He said he is bisexual, but likes women more. And he said about 80% girls and 20% guys is the ratio of attraction. He said, he's 23. I'm so mad right now. I thought I knew him and I thought he loved me, but I guess not. We were dating about 8 months when this happened. This is sickening. He should have told me sooner so I could have left him. I need advice on what to do now. I guess I will break up with him. This person didn't say whether she's female or male. However, I do assume that she is a female. As for the age... says that he's 23. They've been together for 6 years, almost 6 years. So they were younger than 18 when they got together. Because he did it because he liked it. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe if you weren't such a judgy person, maybe he would have been more comfortable telling you sooner. That's what I'm saying. But I'm also a little like at a loss to where why this person is actually upset. Is she upset over the cheating and the lying? However, it wasn't really a lie. He just didn't tell for a while. He lied. Sure. But when, I don't know, I feel like he didn't tell her because he was afraid of what she would think, you know? Yeah, she's using very harsh language for sure. Biphobia is strong. Yes, absolutely. They have it rough. Yep. Yeah, because it's like, who cares? Like, if you were like, also, I feel like these people are very young. So, number one, yes, he was still kind of like in his heyday, if you will, of like kind of feeling himself and like trying to figure out what he's attracted to and what's not. And he got together with this girl very young. Like, so they were like under 18 when they got together, assuming that they're both the same age. So, I think this person doesn't need to break up with him. I think that they are fully fine, and if you are willing to work on the relationship, you can just work on the relationship. You know, this is not that big of a deal. Probably driven to cheat. They both are in the wrong for not being transparent with each other. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they both weren't that transparent with each other, because she said it's sickening and she has a bigger problem than this. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The signs point to that she's more upset at him being with a guy rather than the actual cheating itself, which I think is problematic. Like, you should, that's not good. Yeah, solved that one, didn't we? Thanks, guys. Yeah, if you have any more thoughts about that, leave them in the comments. I'm gonna go to the next one. Unsure of how to define my sexuality. I have recently come to terms with my gender identity. I am trans, male to female, and is causing me to be a bit confused about how to define my sexuality. I am 35 and I've used bi slash pansexual as a label, but I didn't quite feel right either because I only ever pursued relationships with someone of the same gender, so homosexual. I have thought that maybe something like homo flexible, basically identifying as a gay man, but recognizing that occasionally I was attracted to people who didn't identify as men and could probably never be in a relationship, but could probably never be in a relationship with them. Pansexual? Now I am embracing my gender identity as a woman. My sexual attraction is shifting towards mainly being attracted to women as well. This is very confusing because it is like my sexuality has inverse and I am now a lesbian. Now I am mostly attracted to women and have little interest and no interest in men. Is there a type of sexuality that reflects my complicated experiences? It seems like bi or pansexual doesn't quite encompass my sexuality. Is there a type of sexuality where you are attracted to the same gender no matter what your gender is? I would imagine that this would be a uniquely trans ex multisexual experience, but I can't be the only one like this. What do you call something like this? Am I just a mythical creature? So on and so forth. Hopefully someone out there can relate to my experiences. Hopefully I am at a point where I want to figure these things out before. Okay, sure. Thanks. I am 35 and I've been part of the queer community my whole life. Cool. This rings almost homosexual. Like, I feel like as complicated as it is with like the gender identity shifting, that shift was kind of in line with the gender identity as well. So it was that's a very interesting key to this one, because this person is trans, male to female, but the homosexual tendency shifted with the gender shift as well. Do you enter a relationship and immediately begin to ask about sexuality and sexual experiences with other genders? Huh. I don't get why people have to have labels to define them. Right. I agree too. With queer more than bi nowadays, but sex is fluid. Yeah, absolutely. And it could be homosexual, I think, if you want to consider it that way, although this almost rings pansexual to me. But again, I don't feel like people need to like really focus on these labels and stuff. You know, we're so engrossed in trying to figure out what part of the alphabet mafia that we belong in. We're all part of the same community. So I feel like when we put ourselves in these boxes, it kind of takes away the experience in a way and adds more anxiety to the experience. So I feel like when you just kind of let those things go. I love using the word queer. The queer is so, it's such a beautiful word because it just means other. It doesn't, it's the context is everything. It's like it could be anything other than the norm. But what is normal anyways? So I love that word. It's all encompassing. It just represents everything under the sun in this broad spectrum of sexualities. Yeah. Anything you feel comfortable and choose it. Exactly. You don't need to be anything. Queer is just such a beautiful word. I love it. It's like we're taking it back too, because I remember when I was a kid, I was always called queer and it hurt. But now it's like, no, I love being this. I love being queer. I love being not part of the normal crowd, you know. No one is right or wrong in how they identify. Exactly. Love queer. Me too. All right. Next one. Girlfriend 25 wants me 26 to order her around in the bedroom. How can I do this properly? So my girlfriend is kind of quick kinky and we've used handcuffs a few times, but that's it. Other than that, I guess our sex is kind of vanilla, although I'd love to be more dominant. I just don't really know how and sometimes feel silly. While talking about sexual wants yesterday, she said the phrase, "I want you to order me around in the bedroom." She was kind of vague when I asked her to elaborate, which makes me think she wants me to come up with ideas myself. Probably. I have no problem asking for what I want or being spontaneous with sex, so I really do think I can be good at this with a little push in the right direction. How can I do this properly and make her feel like she wants to feel in the bedroom, presumably submissive? Yes, she wants you to treat her as a submissive. And there are many ways to do that. You don't actually have to be like, you know, full gear, go dominatrix, go like, you know, full. That could be a little intense at first when you're first starting out, you know. But just be verbal, I think. And verbal is a very easy way to do it. It's just like, you know, yeah, you little bitch, like get down, like, you know, call her names. Be a little bit forceful. That's like a really easy way to just kind of ease your way into it, I think. Yeah, what do you guys think? What are some other ways that you can like be forceful in the bedroom as a very like easy access type way into like this dominant submissive role? You guys are welcome to come up to the stage too if you have thoughts. They need to check in and talk about some ground rules. Yes, very good point. Very good point. What are your soft and hard limits? What are your interests in one of your fantasies? What do you want? What do you not want? Exactly. Yeah, I think when you like just open the conversation up, you say, okay, well, what would you like me to do? That's a very simple way to do it too, just to find out. And then you can kind of like navigate that your own way and get a little creative. Hey girl.
Hey girl, hey.
What's up, Miss Sapphire? Oops, hold on.
actually just realized I have to send one more report, but real quick, I would say for the couple that I would suggest they maybe take like a dom subclass if there's a sex shop near them where they can go together and kind of like find out what exactly they want to explore when it comes to being controlled in the bedroom. Because it also can come off as you know, how knowledgeable, you know, is he
Right.
to be able to you know, be dominant? Like, what makes her think that he can be dominant? Anybody can just be mean in the bedroom, but there's an art to domination. So, you know, I would suggest to them that they maybe explore going to like a store or looking for some online courses that they can both venture in and seeing like what they can both get out of a dom sub relationship. I
Right.
think people don't understand that it's first of all mental, and then it also comes down to knowledge. Can't just go around beating people and you don't have knowledge of where beating a person or choking a person or depriving their orgasms can lead to.
Right.
So yeah, just a little bit of that gem. Well, I'm going to step back down because I do have to go back to recording. I just wanted to drop that real quick.
Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This episode of Hookup Horror Stories is brought to you by Spaces, the new chat-based app for queer people to connect about things they are most passionate about. Join a space and chat about your favorite topics, or create a space of your own, invite friends, and find community about pretty much anything. All in a safe, LGBT-friendly environment powered by Hornet. Look for Spaces in the App Store now and join the official Hookup Horror Stories chat. Check the link in our bio to find out more. Thanks. Hookup Horror Stories is brought to you today by Good Pods, the world's fastest growing podcast social networking app. What's the best way to discover a new podcast? Through your friends, of course. With Good Pods, you can do exactly that. Join specific groups and find out what other people are listening to right now. Everything from true crime to comedy, self-help and spirituality, and yes, even this show. Download Good Pods today and start sharing your faves with other podcast addicts everywhere. See you there. Okay, last one. Found my 20 male boyfriend, male 20, on Grindr. So a friend texted me that he said he saw my boyfriend on Grindr. I asked him for proof, and sure enough, it was him. I downloaded the app and looked for his profile, a blank one. When I found it, asked him to send me pics and nudes. At first, he only sent me nudes, and they were definitely him. Some of them were ones that he had sent me before. I kept asking for face pictures until he sent me two. One of them was a group pic, which I was cut out of. It only showed his face. The link there is, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should confront him or just leave things as they are. I love my boyfriend and the idea of an open relationship doesn't bother me. What really makes me mad is that he isn't telling me the truth. So what shall I do? By the way, we've been together for 3 years. Start with baby steps and ascertain the some basic habits then you can take forward. Yeah, that's absolutely right, Sabi. I feel like in this one, it almost feels like you're not fighting for the relationship. You know, it's kind of like you're, where it's almost like, yeah, like I don't care that much that he's cheating on me, but we should just do the open thing, which I don't think is a good, healthy way to start doing an open relationship. If you guys are already having problems like cheating on each other, then you guys are just cheating on each other. Like that's not an open relationship. I think there needs to be established ground rules, as we've kind of spoken about before. Are they even in a relationship to begin with? Exactly. It's like, why are you guys together? You know? But yeah, like open relationships can be fun and it could be a way to bring people together in a way. However, starting it out like this, where one person's already cheating and then all of a sudden it's like, well, okay, then I guess we could just both just cheat. So then you just are just openly cheating on each other. And that's not a healthy way to like be in a loving relationship. It just doesn't sound like you're fighting for the relationship at that point. Cheating is not an open relationship. Exactly. Open relationship isn't an excuse to have threesomes or have multiple partners. Right. Right. That doesn't excuse the cheating and the lying, you know, the keeping it from the other person. Amen. Oh boy. That's all the ones I have for you guys. I have a little game if we would like to play. If anybody would like to, come on up. Or wait, Miss Sapphire, hello.
Do it. I have three more videos.
Okay, let's do it. All right, if you would like to come up as well, raise your hand. If not, just play in the comments. I would love, yes, we're going to play Red Flags. All right. Number one, they are into degrading their partner sexually.
Ooh. That sounds like more like I need context, because if the person reciprocating or like, you know, involved is liking this, then that's a green flag. But if they're just doing it to be a fucking asshole, oh, that's a red flag.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if this is like, that's not something that you just start the party with, you know?
Hell no. Like, if somebody's gonna degrade my pussy and I just granted you access and we did not talk about this, like, like, bye.
Turn off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a death sentence, to be honest.
If consensual, otherwise definitely a red flag. That's right, Sebi. Their bed isn't made when you come over.
Oh, that's a red flag. And that has definitely happened to me. In fact, this motherfucker thought he was slick trying to cover up, you know, dirty sheets on top of a clean sheet, which was mixed with jizz, cat hair, and cat piss. I looked at this man's apartment, and this was in like a shithole in Hollywood, like right before you get towards The Hollywood and Highland Mall.
Oh no.
So, Debbie, you know where I'm talking about.
I'm yes. familiar.
Yes. And
that was my corner back in the day.
Red flag all day. If you do not have a clean bed, clean sheets, hell, a clean home. If I walk in and it smells musty as shit, I'm walking the fuck back out.
Mm.
That's it.
Oh yes. Stay tuned for my next interview, actually. That's gonna be a really fun one.
I'm so ready.
So not next week, but the following week. It's gonna be a really juicy episode.
Hell yes.
They never wear the same outfit twice.
That's a red flag too.
Red flag, yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, there's more things that you could be focused on than just not wearing the same outfit.
Absolutely. I mean, hell, you could be a repeat offender and just jazz it up. Who cares if it's been on your Instagram timeline like 3 times? If you look bomb in it, you look bomb in it.
Exactly.
Clothes are too expensive in this economy. Shit.
I did read recently that that millennials and Gen Zers are now able to they're able to afford luxury things because they've all moved back home to their mom.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
Exactly. They spit in your mouth, or they like to spit in your mouth.
Not everybody can spit in my mouth, so that's a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, if it's
because I don't know where that mouth's been. Yeah.
If you don't floss.
If you don't floss, if you don't brush your teeth, if you eat ass and that ass was unclean. I mean, there's so many different factors.
There's a lot.
That's why I said don't spit in the pussy and the anus.
Yep.
So much bacteria, so many cuts going on. It's a lot.
Yep.
It's a situation.
Yep. Last one, they can only come by choking you out.
Oh, that's a red flag too. I'm sorry. Because you don't know how to choke me. Shut the fuck up. You don't know how to choke me. You just like to choke and you don't know. No. Let me not get on a tangent. That's a red flag.
That's when it borders on assault. And it's like, no.
Like, no, we're not doing this.
It's like, choke me out, but if that's the only way you can get off, no.
I'm gonna have to, you got some issues, some underlining issues.
You got some problems.
A therapist real quick. We're not having that situation. I've seen the movie Maniac. I'm not doing that.
Oh, God, no, not that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Not that movie. Oh, no. I forgot all about that movie.
Yes.
All right, Miss Sapphire, thank you again for being here. I hope to have you as a guest someday. You are one of my favorite people.
You have my number. You got everything. So let's set it up.
Let's do it.
Over.
Absolutely.
All
right. Cool. Well, thank you again, everyone, for being here. I loved having you guys. Check out this episode. It's going to drop next weekend, next Friday. As for that, new episode's out now. Thank you for being here. I'll see you guys later. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to leave a comment and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help out the show. Check out the episode description for my guest social media links, and for more information on me, to read my blogs, The Deviant Diaries, or A Deviant's Guide to Sex, or information about tarot readings, please visit DimitriWild.com. Stay deviant.
Remember, subscribing might not be worth it, but it's also not optional.